Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. So today we're going to do a GIC verse. So we're going to do assurance of forgiveness. Reference? GIC alum? Correct. Well done. That's the hardest part. The reference. So today we're going to read from 1 John 1:9. If you could kindly turn there, because we may refer to some verses around there. But if you are a GIC graduate, we will be reciting it from memory and doing the NIV version. Okay, ready. 1 John 1:9, assurance of forgiveness. Until now, no, that's not. Is that right? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us. I'm sorry. And will forgive us our sins and purify us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, assurance of forgiveness. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. We come here, Lord, to be with you, to hear from you, God, to learn from you, Lord. We just desire more of you, God. And Lord, I ask that humbly this morning that you would use me to just speak your word in love, to convey your truth, God. And we just pray that this morning we can receive something from you, God. We thank you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this GIC verse, assurance of forgiveness, this is one of our core discipleship verses. And it all relates to this, the whole gospel story. From the beginning, you know, God created man, Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve messed up, right? So we fell from, we left the Garden of Eden, and we were made to toil, and we're toiling, and we're trying to get back always to God's grace. And then Jesus came, he died for our sins, he rose from the dead, and as a result, all we have to do is, as this verse says, right, is we just need to confess our sins, and we get purified of all unrighteousness, and we get to be in the right with God again. So this is a very supernatural interaction that's happening. And it seems so simple, yet I think it is one of those mysteries that we can't fully comprehend as to like what's, like how that happens, right? Like it almost, the steps that are involved seem so simple, like you speak and then, okay, you confess. But, you know, it's also dealing with, you know, God dying for us, his blood, and then we just, whenever we make a mistake, we speak these words, and then some supernatural occurrence happens, and we're forgiven. We're completely clean, right? So this is a completely supernatural thing, yet this is also a very natural thing. So it's not, it's supernatural and natural. And when I speak of the natural, what I'm talking about is the relational. It's a relationship thing that's happening when we're, as I'm talking about this verse. So let's look to, first example is, let's look to the Bible, Adam and Eve. Don't have to turn there. But as you know, God invited us in, created us. We're in the Garden of Eden. He says, you can have anything you want. You know, enjoy everything, except don't eat from the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What happened? We were tempted by the serpent and we ate, right? And if we look at this in a relational aspect, oftentimes, it's not, so I don't want to take away from obviously what happened, right? Which is we disobeyed. But just from, if we look at it from a relational aspect, sometimes what's worse, especially those who are in, you know, in relationship, what's even worse than making a mistake is how you respond to that mistake, right? So sometimes I even think, let's look at how Adam and Eve respond, right? So they ate the forbidden fruit, and then they hear God walking through the garden, and they decide to hide, right? And God says to them, "Where are you?" And then they say, "Oh, we heard you, and we were afraid because we're naked, so we hid," right? First thing, their nakedness is kind of represents their, I guess, their shame of making a mistake. But already they're not coming forth with the truth, right? Because the truth is they made a mistake. But they're saying, "Oh, no, it's actually because we're physically naked and we're embarrassed. That's why we were hiding," right? So already, first chance, you could say. And then God says, "Well, who told you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And then Adam says, "Oh, this is where he really gets into trouble, right?" First step, he's deflecting. Second step, he says, or first step is he made an excuse. Second, he deflects it to the woman. He says, "The woman did it." And then what was really bad is, "The woman you gave to me." So he's now like pointing the finger back at God. And it's like, "Hey, actually, it's kind of your fault because she's the one who told me to eat." And then, of course, God asks Eve, "So what happened?" And she blames the serpent, right? So I sometimes think, you know, God could have, before he asked Adam and Eve, like right when they ate the fruit, he could have just been like, "You're out," right away. But instead, he questioned them and approached them, right? Sometimes I think, what would have happened if like they're like, Adam, Eve, what happened? And they just said, "We're sorry, we made a huge mistake," right away, right? I don't know. But all to say, in the first sin, Adam and Eve did not own up, right? They did not confess. And similarly, even with just being a leader at church, I'm sure for many of you, even at work, if you're working with people, if you're at a managing level, you know, inevitably, sometimes you deal with people not meeting up to standards, right? And as a leader of church, I always tell the people who serve under me, whether it be young adults, sound, the AV team, or house church even recently, we're raising up two new house church leaders, and I tell them, "Listen, it's okay to make mistakes. You know, it's just part of growing. But I want you to just give all of your heart over to serving when you do it. And if you make mistakes, it's okay. But I want you to give me all your heart." But sometimes the frustration is you sometimes see things and you question if they are giving all their heart. So, like, you know, punctuality, for example, or attitude, in the way that you serve. And so, like, sometimes I'm like, all right, I got to have a talk with them. And then I'm ready to, I'm actually usually, I act cool, but I'm usually like, actually inside I'm kind of like angry. And then I go up to the people, I'm like, hey, like, I noticed you're being late. And then if they're like, I'm sorry, I know, and basically confess, there's actually nothing I can do. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, you understand. Let's move on. What you know? But if they don't, then I'm like, kind of like almost nagging, I guess. And the best example is probably my experience with Janie as husband and wife, right? And so many examples, but you know, the example would be if Janie is upset at me, or sometimes I'm upset at her, and she comes to me, and I can't think of any good example, but let's say like she says, Kenny, you forgot to, this is like a silly example, you forgot to, lift the toilet seat. Put down the toilet seat. What am I talking about? That's my demand. you forgot to put down the toilet seat. And I'm like, I could be just like Adam and be, oh, what's the big deal? Why don't you lift the toilet seat? Right? Why do we always have to have the toilet seat down? And then I can say, in fact, I remember I asked you to do this other thing and you always don't do it. I always say, put away the dishes, I don't know, like after you eat, and you always leave it, right? And at that point, it's like world war. Like she'll... Because what Janie is looking for is for me to confess and say I'm sorry. Because what more than what's going on with right and wrong, there's a relational aspect. And Janie feels by me, I'm sure it's just some frustrations as well, but it's like I'm not listening to her, right? Basically, hey, you know, like, you know, I'm using a silly example, but imagine if it was of like the toilet seat, but imagine if it was something more important, right? And she's saying, she's basically letting this out, but what's going on is she's saying, you don't appreciate what's important to me. And then when she comes and brings that out, I'm like, what's the big deal? Don't be so sensitive. Actually, it's your fault, right? And at that point, it's really bad. So we're both kind of stubborn, and I'm insensitive. And this is like pretty shameful of me to admit, but a few times, basically what happens is our argument will elevate, and it keeps getting worse and worse, and it's suddenly about like who's right, right? And it's not about love, it's who's right. And what usually resolves or breaks it, is so shameful, is actually if Janie starts crying. And then at that point, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst husband ever. You know, why did I make this like simple request where I could have just said, oh, I'm sorry, honey, I won't do it again. Why did I like have to like elevate it so high to make her, to realize I made her feel so terrible, right? And at that point, I'm like, also kind of embarrassing. But at that point, I'm tearful too. Because I'm like, I feel so bad that I've done the same thing. Like, I've made her, push her to this level to make her feel so bad. And when she sees those tears, she's suddenly like, okay, he gets it. He's actually really remorseful and feels bad about what he's doing. And then our relationship is restored. But it's kind of terrible that it had to get to that level for it to be restored. So the point I'm making in all this is Like when we talk about this verse, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will give us and purify us of all unrighteousness. It's more. I want us to focus. It's more than just sin, right? It's about relationship. Our level in our relationship isn't just to not sin, right? It's so much more than that. And as we're going through the Ten Commandments, you know. Pastor Nate, every pastor as they come, they kind of express, hey, the Ten Commandments, we're called to so much more than that. In a way, that's the minimum, right? You know, God says the new commandment I give you, the greatest commandment, is to love God with all your mind, heart, and soul. Basically, it's like, listen, don't just focus on these 10 things that you're not supposed to do. Focus on the relationship of loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And this was the same challenge that the rich young ruler had. He came to Jesus, and he's kind of secretly asking a question that he kind of knows the answer to, which is he's doing a really good job. And he says, hey, Rabbi, what do I do now? You know, basically, I'm so perfect. I'm already doing everything I could possibly do. I'm full of fulfilling these 10 commandments. And God, Jesus, he saw right through it, right? He told him to like sell, give away things. He knew basically what level his relationship he was comfortable with. And then when he got challenged with that, he just like, he had nothing to say. So, let's look at our relationship with God a little differently. Let's not put the level so low of just fulfilling the Ten Commandments of sin, you know, of, oh, let's not lie. let's not lust. Let's not get angry. It's so much more than that, right? Even with my wife, right? All those Ten Commandments, all those things in the Bible, I should do, applies to my wife too, right? But sometimes it's not in the, like, we can't just make a list of things not to do. Sometimes it's, she'll get angry, you know, we don't have a rule like, hey, you must remember our anniversary and show appreciation to me, right? That's not in our couples, like, to do or not. But if I don't, it's not that she'll be angry, but I'll hurt her, right? And it's a reflection of our relationship. So in that same way, as we pray and as Jeff leads us in worship, let's go before God and let's think and reflect more on what we're not supposed to do or the minimum, like, oh, God, help me to, you know, I mean, it's good too, right? I don't want to take away from that, but like, oh, please don't let me lose my temper today. Please don't let me, help me to not be lazy, but let's think so much more than that. And, you know, God, our Father in heaven, who has blessed us with family, friends, this community, even this morning where we can just freely worship with freedom, who's done so much for us. Just let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. And have you reciprocated in this relationship? Are you pleasing God, right? I think that's the key. Rather than an approach of a fear of, am I angering God? Am I pleasing God today? All those things that, you know, we've committed. God, I'm going to spend time with you today because you mean so much to me. You know, God, I just want to be with you. You know, our recommitments, have we fulfilled those? Because in that same way with our spouses and our friends, when we say we'll be at a place, you know, I'll be there at that time. If we don't, they'll be angry. Or not angry, but they'll feel unappreciated and hurt. And if that's you, where you haven't been having this fruitful relationship with God, confess it. Confess it. Own up to it. Let's not make excuses. You know, just let's go before the Lord and just say, God, I'm sorry. I know I've neglected you and this relationship. And He will restore it. He will restore it.
Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. 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 Stir Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way with us.
In 1 John, same chapter, 1 John 1, in verse 8, it says, before verse 9, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. And then after verse 9, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So friends, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be so ambitious. We don't have to hold on to being something, being perfect, or the standard. We can, in some ways, you know, these verses say, hey, we are sinners, but there's hope. When you confess it to God, if we are willing to humble ourselves and express to God, hey, we made a mistake, we're not perfect, he is faithful and just, he will restore our relationships with him. And the result is also just blessing and favor can just start flowing into your life again. But don't get caught up in doing this for just the blessing. I hope you can just do this for the relationship, out of your desire to please God and not out of what you can get out of God. So Father God, Lord, we just come before you today, Lord, and amazing God, that you can just forgive us and love us so freely, Lord, when we are constantly just making mistakes and hurting you and disappointing, Lord, that yet you can just love us so freely again, you know, really just almost forgive and forget. We forgive, but we almost never forget, Lord, but you really love us with a blank slate, Lord. And God, I just pray for everyone here today, Lord. Even if you know, sometimes we know in our head something that we shouldn't do or something we've done, Lord, and our heart isn't that repentant, God. Help our head and heart to align, God, so that we can just get your... So we can just express our full confession to you, Lord. We just thank you, God. Let's go to our community prayer focus today, and let's lift up those who suffer from cancer, going through chemo, and recovering from surgery. Thank you. Let's pray for our friends and family members who are suffering from illness but also need the revelation of this relationship that we are all partaking in. So let's pray for God to use both the family and friends, or even just directly through visions, dreams, to make Him known. For those with infirmities as well. Let's pray for God's restoration, full restoration. To pray for provision for the people listed there and their jobs, for God to open doors, for them to just continue to have hope and to make the most of this free time. Go to our Wednesday prayer focus, mission focus. Let's lift up China and the SPBJ, Jesse Cool Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, E.D. Clark, and the churches. And also, it's not up there, but if you could lift up Pastor Sophia, who just landed in Japan. Oh, it's at the end, but let's do it together. Pastor Sophia, who landed in Japan yesterday. Apparently she's coming down with something, so whether, you know, let's cover her in the supernatural, if it's warfare, if this is something of the enemy, or even if it's in the natural, it's just virus and being tired, let's pray for God to heal her so she can just start well and have the energy to start well, and also pray for her living accommodations as she's looking for apartments. Lift up our board, Pastor Sam, Lisa, Janie, Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica. Let's pray that they would, as they're led by the Holy Spirit, and that they would be unified as a board by the Holy Spirit, that they would also just receive individually in their time. Pray for our ministries, the hospitality, which is inclusive of the welcoming and barista, as well as the men's ministry, which has a Monday morning prayer meeting, as well as their PD group. And let's pray for the women's ministry, and as well as the young adults, men and women. Thank you. Let's lift up the house churches today. Causeway Bay, Elements, Happy Valley, Island, Yukon Duet, Robbie West, Lion Rock, Taihang. That just a wonderful house church, a house churches where they can experience God. Let's lift up, as we're going through Lent, let's lift up the community church, which is actually just down the street from us. Let's pray that we continue to grow and learn. They're praying that in 2015, it would be a year of living prayerfully. So let's pray, let's ask Holy Spirit to really bring that passion and teaching upon them. And that they would really bless Shengwan, as that's where they're located. Yes, Lord, we just want to offer you this whole day to you, God. And, you know, even as we continue on from EMP, Lord, that we would be connected with you, Lord, and that we would continue to seek out what is pleasing to you, Lord. And if you are pleased, Lord, I pray that we could feel that pleasure upon us, God, as that would make us really happy as well, God. And in that same way, if something is not to your liking, God, if something displeases you, Lord, would you express that to us as well? And we ask for your help, Holy Spirit, to be bold in just obeying those promptings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for that love you have for us and that desire for us as well. I pray for everyone here that they could just walk fully in the blessings you have in store for them today. We just thank you, Lord. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, and just continue to spend time with God if you have that time free still.